Defense Secretary Robert Gates retiring at the end of this month, and he has said he wants to leave behind a legacy of cost-cutting and budget-tightening. We told you about his speech at the American Enterprise Institute last week, where he says he canceled, capped, or ended more than 30 programs that have saved the department more than $300 billion. But not everybody agrees with those numbers. Winslow Wheeler's the director of the Strauss Military Reform Project, the Center for Defense Information, and you're one of those people, Winslow. Thank you for being on the program this afternoon.
Sure. Glad to be with you. Thanks.
Talk about where you see the disparity between what Secretary Gates said and what you actually see.
Well, it's captured in how you summarized it. The press has been giving Secretary Gates credit for what their word, terminating 30 major defense acquisition programs and saving $300 billion. The Defense Department keeps records on these things. In point of fact, since Barack Obama picked Robert Gates as Secretary of Defense, the number of major defense acquisition programs has increased from 91 programs to 95 in the latest Defense Department report, and the cost for them has gone up by about $50 billion. Rather than $300 billion being saved. What's going on here is that Secretary Gates didn't terminate 30 programs. He, as you characterized it, or my words, he restructured, restarted, and messed around with 30 programs. And he says, but he hasn't documented, that somewhere's took away $300 billion that won't now be spent. But in the meantime, he restarted programs or simply split programs up, and the cost is a little bit higher rather than $300 billion lower. Secretary Gates, has done some fine things, such as canceling the F-22 at grotesquely expensive program, $400 million per airplane for a severe disappointment in terms of performance, a plane that surely needed to be canceled. But let's not go overboard here and declare Mr. Gates the reformer of the century. There's a long ways to go before we get our defense problem under control in this country.
You asked two questions at the end of your latest column that's posted on the CDI website, and we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com. And your questions appear to be rhetorical, and I apologize if that's
sure.
Not how they were intended, but I would like to hear your responses to them. The first one is, just what legacy should we be giving Mr. Gates as he finishes his tenure at the Pentagon?
I think the best legacy to give him is that he showed, unlike many of his predecessors, that he appreciated the nature of some of our problems. He did a couple things about them, but his rhetoric was vastly more than his actions. I really regret that somebody who, like him, show that he can make his decisions stick, didn't make more decisions stick. He had the political influence in Congress and with the president to make things happen, and he chose to make far fewer things happen than we need to have happen.
Are you open to the possibility, though, that that was his calculation, that he was pushing it as far as he thought he could while still being able to maintain that currency that you agree that he had?
Well, then he should be telling us that we have a long, long ways to go rather than telling us that he's pretty much tied up the knots, and if we took another penny out of the defense budget, that would be a severe problem for us and our security, and that everything, all the new programs are under good financial control, and there won't be any more cost growth, which is what he's telling us. That's simply not the case. We have a long ways to go to get the problem of our shrinking, aging forces at ever-increasing cost. We need to reverse that, and he hasn't.
The other question that you ask at the end of your piece is, what type of math will Leon Panetta use when he's made Secretary of Defense later this year? What do you see?
Well, I don't know what to make of him. He's a former chairman of the House Budget Committee, former director of OMB, former White House chief of staff, most recently at the CIA, obviously. He's an astute, intelligent politician. He will do what he's told. The real question is, if he's told to get the defense problem under control, will he seize control of the Defense Department the way Gates in large part did? And will he then take the additional step of using that power and influence to solve some of our very serious fundamental problems?
When you talk about the defense problem that he may or may not be faced with getting under control, which one specifically? The equipment problem, the money problem, or which?
Well, it's the one that we talk about in a handbook about the Pentagon Labyrinth. You had a show about it a couple months ago, and you asked some excellent questions. The author of the introduction to the book, Chuck Spinney, explains rather well, I think, that we have a fundamental problem in our shrinking, aging, less ready to fight forces at vastly increased cost. And the place to start to deal with the problem is to understand how we spend the money. Right now, we don't. The Pentagon not only can't pass an audit, it can't be audited. Its books are so chaotic that we can't figure out how much that we spend for the Joint Strike Fighter with Lockheed. We don't know how much we're spending for overhead. We don't know what we're spending for touch labor. We don't know whether the overhead charges are appropriate or not. We have a long ways to go to get things like that under control.
Winslow, your insight always makes us think, and I appreciate you being on for that. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Winslow Wheeler is the director of the Strauss Military Reform Project at the Center for Defense Information. You can hear my conversation with him and read the piece that we talked about in this conversation at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.